For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen. The day before the president's visit to Conway, Doug and Sissy Owen got a knock on the door from the National Guard.
They suggested that everybody in the neighborhood move to higher ground.
The floodwaters in their yard had finally receded, but they were warned the Waccamaw River would soon crest and most likely fill their home.
It is a tragedy in slow motion. You know it's coming, you watch it come, and there's not a thing you can do.
Former Horry County Councilwoman and Conway native Liz Gillen says she's never seen flooding like this before. She's also never seen a president come to town.
He was very comforting and continued to pledge support, and that really gave a lift to the folks in those neighborhoods.
Support people like the Owens will likely need when they return to what could be a flood-ravaged home.
Just trying to keep our minds off it, but it's hard. It's one day at a time.
For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen.